Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
I farted on Jason's pillow as a practical joke. He farted on Jonah's thinking it was mine, and then eventually pink-eyed my pillow.
Jesus, Martin got it bad. What, someone take a dump right in your eye?
No. No pink eye for me. I'm just really high.
Coming to you live from Internet Station, TGIF. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We took kind of our own break last week because one Mr. Drew's computer shit the fucking bed. I swear to God, the demon just crept straight into it. Could not do a thing about it. They're gone today, so let's count it as a win.
Well, I just went back to the setup that kind of sort of worked for, which was plug the mic directly into the laptop and use Bluetooth earbuds. Don't try and use the little USB dongles.
All right. It might be as good as we're going to get, which is, you know, fine in this very cyberpunky scenario that we've gotten ourselves into.
Yeah.
And today we're also joined by, Foxy Lady 6969. How you doing?
Oh, I'll be chilling, dude. Psych, I'm a guy. Gotcha.
Oh, fuck. We got to end the show now because I'm not gay. And
I may have gotten that username from Pornhub. So, you know, take that for what it is.
Oh, man. You know, I really held you up as like a paragon of creativity, and this completely shattered the illusion for me.
Maybe he's one of the creators. Maybe he's creating content.
Oh, fuck. Jared, have you been a secret contributor to Pornhub this whole time? Contributor is not the right word.
Videos of his feet.
He's a content creator.
No, I'm definitely not a content creator. A content participator for sure, but
evaluator.
Thank God you're not a content creator because those guys are sick. Let's
well,
see.
He has to supplement his income now that he's not working due to his injury somehow.
Yeah. Hey,
and Jared, who did you bring with you today?
I brought my brother Bo. Bo, say hi.
Hey, all. How's it going?
Good.
That's
going.
The last you're going to hear from him. Anyway.
We've been saying that this day was going to happen for about 2.5 years or so.
Yeah, give or take.
And it's finally here. I feel fucking ready. I hope he's ready.
All it took was a global pandemic to get Bo out of his cage.
Yeah, no, he finally asked his wife really nicely if he could hang out with the boys. So we're here tonight. And then so we're doing the show. Then after this, we are going to a little pool party that some friends are having. So it's going to be sweet.
Is the pool in the shape of a petri dish? Because I hope you're ready for some horrible things to get sloshed around in there.
Nah, it'll be fine. What's the worst?
I mean, that's
happen?
Just a public pool in general.
It is
true.
Around, but it's not COVID.
It's just things that happen to transmit COVID around. It lives in water, right?
I probably won't get COVID.
Saliva.
Probably.
Just swim in an N95 mask, you'll be fine.
What do you mean I can't breathe underwater with this thing?
You know, I think if you make an N95 mask waterproof somehow, it automatically becomes an N96.
There you go.
Or
just get like an old surplus
Pokemon evolution upgrade.
Yeah, isn't that... that's how it always works with Pokemon. Whatever the next evolution is, it just gets one number higher in the list. And we're way beyond 150 now, aren't we?
Oh, gosh, yeah. There's like 1,000 of them now.
I think there's 600-something. Bo, how many Pokemon are there?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bo's our man on the Google.
He's the man on the Google with the slowest fingers I've ever seen.
Yes.
Is that what his wife says?
She doesn't really talk about shit. That.
There's 802.
802.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
They got lazy. They didn't keep adding 150 each time. Some of the early ones, they would add a new 150 every single time.
Yeah, that happened for like 3 generations, then they gave up.
Uh huh. And then they're like, well, shit. Now let's just keep the original 151 and then just start making up a bunch of random other shit, and people will still buy it because it's the same game we've made since 96.
And it keeps selling.
Now, have they deviated from the formula very much, i.e., like, I know there's fire Pokemon and water Pokemon. Have they made up other elements that seem like bullshit to you Pokemon people?
Yeah, there's dark, there's ghost, there's dragon, there's fairy types now.
Steel.
Also, steel, rock and ground.
Flying rock.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A flying rock type.
Then there's just really normal.
Yeah, there's regular
normal. To be
normal.
Fair, the last generation I played was Generation 2, which was like 98 on the Game Boy Color.
Well, dude, so. I think they peaked with Pokemon like Ruby and Sapphire version. They were fucking killing it then.
Which were just HD remasters of Red and Blue.
No. It wasn't those. That was a different one.
Oh, no, it's Fire Red and... Yeah.
Yeah, no, these ones were Ruby and Sapphire.
No, I did have Ruby. You're right, I did have Ruby, and I just never finished it.
What? Dude, that shit slapped. Had Team Magma that you had to fight. That was tight.
Yeah, no, I think the last one I actually played all the way through was Crystal, which was Gen 2. That was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first game I got.
Drew, you got your hands on some crystal?
Drew's got that
crystal? Yeah, I got the special crystal for the Game Boy all the way from Japan. No, it... it was considered like the complete version of Gold and Silver. It had elements of both because there was a little story bits in Gold and a little bit story bits in Silver, and also certain Pokemon that were only in one or the other. Crystal came out, I think, the next year, and it had both of them combined, so it was a bigger, fuller game.
I gotta tell you, I was not a Pokemon kid growing up. I was a Yu-Gi-Oh kid, and as a Yu-Gi-Oh kid, I gotta tell you, how the fuck can you tell the difference between a storyline between Pokemon games? I cannot discern it at all.
The trick is that it's basically the same story in every game, but it's 10-year-old finds a mutated monster and gets sent out into the world by a creepy old man to go do cage fighting with monsters in the world and do all of his research for him.
And what does the crazy old man do at the same time? Wait, is he crazy?
I'm just thinking like Professor Oak. He sends 10-year-old kid out into the wilderness to learn about Pokemons and gives him one to start fighting him with. And
just for the
eventually
record,
you start running into like the mafia or the mob and you start destroying them.
Just for the record, Professor Oak was for sure piping Ash's mom the whole time he was gone.
Why do you think he wanted Ash to go run off on an adventure?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, kid. I got shit to do.
I think that's why any of us ever went outside of the house.
So that our parents could bone?
Yeah.
Here's some money. Go try and find the ice cream truck.
That's how Christy was born.
Oh, thank you for reminding me how that happened. I wish I could forget it.
At least twice.
Yeah, fair.
Yep, didn't want that mental image today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The ice cream that you bought with that $5 they gave you would not does not help tamp down the pain of having to live with another sibling, unfortunately.
That's all right. It's easier being the oldest sibling, as you know, Renee.
Is it? Yes.
Well, I think you kind of get
there's higher expectations of responsibility.
You know, I don't know as though I experienced any explicit pressures from being the oldest sibling. It was okay.
Yeah.
I definitely remember oldest sibling being able to like go do all the cool shit while me and younger brother Bo here had to just like hang out and do dumb shit. They're like, hey, we got a chainsaw. And we're like, oh, sick. Let's go check out the chainsaw. Like, all right, here, Michael, you're driving. You're using the chainsaw. And I was like, wait, what the? Can I use it? Like, nah, he's the oldest. I was like, man, fuck you. And that happened for basically my whole life.
At what age are you allowed to obtain chainsaw rights? I think that like happens 12. At 14.
If you're a girl, it's never.
I mean, once they're confident with an
never.
Axe, you just grow
them
into a chainsaw.
It's never.
The reason he says that is because his wife cut her leg on a chainsaw like last week, so.
Oh my god, is she okay?
What? It was a pretty fucked up scar. If I get one of your numbers, I'll send you a picture and you'll probably scream.
Oh, actually, here, Bo, just send it. Here, no, I'll just throw it on the group chat right now.
Throw it
standby.
In. Why not?
Please do.
But yeah, did I tell you guys that?
No, did she
have
stitches?
Yeah, how many did she get, Bo?
Only 6, but if you see the picture, you'll think it should have been more.
What was she doing with the chainsaw?
She was trying to cut a tree, and then she got scared, so then asked the neighbor guy to cut the tree. And while he was cutting the tree, she was standing there going to push it over, and then the saw kicked back and hit her.
Why? Why would you be standing there when somebody else is using the saw?
Why didn't you do this?
He was at work, dude.
Oh my god!
Why couldn't? It's late. It's light out until like 9:30 at night. Why couldn't you done it when he got home?
Yeah. Good question. She didn't tell me she was going to use the chainsaw. She just did it.
Fair enough.
She's a strong, independent woman.
She just probably wanted to watch the chainsaw being used. It's an exciting event, really, like firing a gun.
to be fair, yeah, chainsaws are pretty cool. And so, yeah, I mean, they're fun. I watched them cut down a tree at one of our job sites yesterday, actually. So that was cool.
Chainsaws are cool and all, but I want to chop down a tree the original way. A pure Paul Bunyan. I want to spend many hours on it and finally have the satisfaction of watching that motherfucker fall over. I think that'd be great.
All right, I'm about to send you guys a photo. But also, just keep in mind that his wife is tiny, so the scar may look huge, but it's like actually about as wide as my forearm. So
I'm prepared for this.
Okay.
Picture is on its way, I assume. But yeah, I imagine that six stitches. As a guy who observed the insides of his wife not a few years ago, I gotta tell you, the surgeons can be fairly stingy with the stitches. They can spread them out really far if they want to. So they could throw more stitches on if they wanted to, but I'm sure they've got reasons.
Yeah, they
could never tell you what they are.
Yeah, they went to medical school. They know what they're doing, right?
For sure.
We like to think so, but I also have a suspicion that doctors may party the hardest when they're in medical school just because of the sheer pressure that they're under. You know all the fucking words
and now
that they have to memorize just in order to get that goddamn piece of paper?
Dude.
Oh my god. Absolutely. That's the main reason why they start it.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Get those kickbacks from the pharmaceutical companies?
Most likely, yeah. Don't ever forget, doctors, politicians, they're pretty much all bad people.
I believe
them and the Wall Street guys. Let's see, who else do we burn to the ground later on?
Pretty much anybody that's a for-profit industry is going to look out for number one. I mean, that's just the way that it is. So,
it's true. I want my money back, please. Thank you. We're not going to get it back.
All right, all the photos are sent, so just stand by.
There it is.
I actually saw a hilarious article on The Onion the other day.
Dude, I love The Onion.
And it was Jeff Bezos is suffering from depression because his wealth can still be expressed by a rational number.
No, I saw that.
It was hilarious because it was like a fake interview for him saying, like, I would have thought by now that it would have had to have been like expressed by some sort of Greek character. And just the fact that I haven't got there yet just is a real disappointment to me and means I need to try harder.
Christ.
That's pretty impressive that they closed that up with six stitches. But as I said, they are stingy about them.
And also, that cut is 4 inches wide.
How
nice.
Do that.
Fucking
a lot of stretching.
Yeah, with a chainsaw.
I mean, it doesn't look like
it went super deep, did it?
I mean, you take a look at it. Tell me.
I mean, it looks pretty gnarly, but
yikes!
Did I really not tell you guys
didn't
about
go
this?
With, like,
I thought
bone.
I did.
Well,
or is did it
week.
Nick Bone?
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
Am I seeing a little bit of bone in there?
No,
that's what I was wondering, or if that was just cartilage.
They could see the bone,
I mean,
or
whatever
they,
the
like,
hell.
Bridge that gap. That's so much stuff lost.
Yeah, they probably just borrowed some skin from a nearby cadaver. I mean, if the cadaver's fresh enough, you can just shove it right in there, and it'll glue right in. I think.
But she can now say like she attacked like. Got in a fight with a bear or something. That's pretty cool.
Classic bar fight story.
Yeah.
She fought some dude wearing a leather face with a chainsaw.
I almost didn't want him to close it up so I have two gashes to finger, but they wouldn't let me do that.
All right. Bo's uninvited.
For the rest of his life. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Bo, you'll get it. It's okay, man.
What will he get? Another gash or what?
Either.
I'm not one to distribute gashes. I'm just saying, anybody that's on this show, I'm always willing to give a second chance.
Yeah. Well, that was one and two, so I guess we got to work on number three.
Yeah.
You don't get to decide the chances, Jared.
I'd get to decide if I invite him over to my fucking house or not.
Oh, I guess that's true, yeah. If you don't let him in, yeah, how are we going to record him? Just through the window, I guess.
I'll just stop texting back. Do you guys hear that lawnmower? Is that throwing anybody off?
Don't hear a
thing. Okay, perfect.
No, I don't hear anything.
But now that we're opening up the possibility of chances and closing people out of houses, what if you actually did kick your brother out of the house and I just started sending him the show links on the side? Would this cause a family feud if he joined it non-authorized by you?
I'd have to care. Are we talking in the first like place? So I don't think so.
Oh well, all right. That's I mean, very good criteria. Actually, took a lot of persuading to get him
here and now. So
that's not what I heard. I heard that he was excited to join and has been asking for years, and his wife only just let him in.
Yeah, that's a lot more accurate than my turn than there what I go. Said.
Very attentive listener.
Yeah. How dare you listen to what I say?
So, by starting a family feud, Renee, are you referring to like Hatfields and McCoys or Steve Harvey?
I was thinking Hatfields and McCoys as far okay. as like intensity, but not as far as murder.
Yeah, it's definitely
like the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch murder people?
I fucking hope no, not.
Man. I mean, the family that slays together stays together, right?
I don't think that's ever been a thing.
I don't know. There's enough people in the Brady Bunch that probably two or three members of that family would have been able to start their own murder sleeper cell or something, and the rest of the family would have never known as long as they just cover it up appropriately. That's one of the dark secrets of the 70s.
Or the parents were actually like serial killers, and each of the kids were just like one of the babies or small children, infants of the people they killed, and they just took and adopted.
Oh my God,
Drew, do you write fanfic? That'd be
that's a fucking murder show. That's easily like a 6-minute YouTube video of each of the kids discovering these aren't my real parents, and then they gotta put together their own murder cabal and then rise up against what are the names of the parents in the Brady Bunch?
I don't know. I've never seen the Brady Bunch, so.
Carol?
Dave and Carol, I'm assuming. Sure, why not?
But they're like the last people you'd expect. I mean, they got the gold station or the wood panel station wagon. They got all the kids and all that kind of stuff. Who would suspect them?
We all know these are the first people you go after with the torches and the pitchforks.
I just want you guys to know that I'm watching Bo go through his Instagram right now. It was going like a thing popped up. It was like people you may know. And I see that our mom follows him and he just slides past like, yeah, no, I'm not going to follow mom.
My next question is, how many butts are you seeing on his feed?
Not as many as mine. I can tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got in trouble once, so he just deleted some of them.
That's why you created a separate account for the butts.
Gotta have a butt account.
Mm-hmm. Which all my butt account is it's the same username that I always use, but it just has underscore butts on the end of it. That's how you know.
I need to start another one for memes. Guess what I'm gonna follow? Or guess what my name's gonna be? It's gonna be JaredWilliams94_memes. Separate accounts. I got butts over here. I got memes over here. And then generic dumb shit over here.
Hey, somebody's got to keep the internet culture flowing. You're doing your part, man.
I'm doing
right?
the Lord's
He's
work.
He's our little our meme wizard.
Jared, if you play it right, you can change the course of human history.
I'm working on it, but
you just have to capitalize on the right meme at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of memetics in general. It's just like a mutation of the butterfly effect. Not that may not be entirely accurate, but really it's just viruses of the human mind. Ideas are the virus, and if you keep spreading those around, the ideas will propagate, and you do have the potential to sway the thoughts and feelings of millions of people.
Dude, I buy. So, have you seen the memes for Joe Jorgensen for the Libertarian Party?
I have no idea who that is. It sounds
she's
like
making some
a guy.
No, that's a girl, and she's making some serious traction.
I was going to say it sounds like a guy who once hired another guy. No. It wasn't a hiring. This is a real thing that happened like in the early 2000s, I think. A guy in Sweden, I'm pretty sure, put up like a Craigslist ad saying, hey, do you not get a lot out of life thinking about being eaten? Well, I'm thinking about eating people. How about you come over to my house and I'll eat you? And a guy actually responded to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the power and beauty of the internet.
At its finest.
That happened in an episode of IT Crowd.
That's right. Yeah.
Before or after that actually happened. Yeah.
After.
And what is the first thing? Let me ask you a very important question. What's the very first thing that a gay cannibal does when he has a fresh victim?
What?
You each get one guess.
I don't want to guess.
You don't have to. It's okay.
I don't think I have to say it. You already know my answer.
No, I don't. Yes, you got to say it.
I mean, you just got to, like, give them some stuffing like a Thanksgiving turkey.
It's wrong end. Sorry.
is that Jared? Is that it, Renee? Does he stuff them?
Jared, if you don't want to guess, I'm going to have Bo guess.
All right, here he is.
I'm guessing he pulls out the knives and starts cutting things off.
Things, yes, but what is the first thing that a gay cannibal cuts off?
I think we all know, Renee.
I just want someone else to say it. Come on.
His wiener.
His gentleman sausage.
Cut off his wiener. Yes, it took too long. It's dead now. Can we move on from gay cannibals? I don't know if we can. Well, it's very hard, but I think we can do it.
You brought it there.
Boo.
He always does.
It's true, yeah. Always? I don't think I did last week.
Because we didn't have a show last week.
Yeah, you got me.
Drew, are you participating in the episode 420 festivities?
No, I have my beer and my bourbon and I'm and a baby. So
This is good enough.
The three B's.
Yes.
The important.
I don't know if Therese is, but
I was frantically looking around for something to simulate the sound of a lighter flicking, but I don't think I have it.
Too bad
you don't have your lighter, or you just don't want to set it on fire.
Wait, no, hold on. Ah, fuck! That doesn't sound like a lighter at all.
I believed it.
Well, thank you.
Right? Yeah, I just set the spit shield on fire.
I'm not saying I'm opposed to things being on fire, just certain things.
Just not your show equipment.
Yeah, maybe not. Especially since these are the only two mics that I have in the house. Which is extra scary. let me see. Yeah, it should be acknowledged that today is episode 420. You all knew we would get here. We've finally done it.
Yeah, clap, clap, clap.
And I stressed to everyone before the show began that participation oriented toward that particular number was completely optional.
But probably encouraged.
No.
Strongly encouraged.
Oh.
I'm going to say no because I know the feds are listening and they have very different rules from our state.
That is very true.
Yeah. So, get the fuck out, feds. I can see you. You glow in the dark and I won't stand for it.
Be gone, alphabet boy.
Good thing we're all sitting then, right, Renee?
That's right.
LOL, 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 LOL. Somebody laugh.
Me? I was. On the inside. One of the best ways to laugh.
Yes.
Don't let your enemies know you're laughing at them, because then they'll kill you.
Yeah, it's like been my new favorite thing to do, is when I tell a joke and it bombs, I just go, laugh! And then usually somebody goes, ha, 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 ha. And then
is
that's
that
all
just
I
because
needed,
they're
so
terrified, or because they feel sorry for you?
You know, whatever.
Whatever works. You don't care. As long as you get a laugh.
I would results, like to, not reasons.
This could be a 20-second YouTube video. It's a guy doing really bad at an open mic, but he's you know that the jokes are bad, but he's constantly pointing a gun at the audience, and then the camera cuts to the audience, and you can see the fear in their eyes and the fake laughs that they're putting on.
Dude, I'll watch
and then
the
it,
shit
and then it cuts
out of that
right
video.
There. 20 seconds, that's all we need.
Now we can make that into a Vine. That's fantastic.
Can we make a new Vine? Is there a market for that? Because from what I understand, TikTok is Vine times two. Because wasn't Vine like 7 seconds?
No,
it's
TikTok
like Chinese spyware Vine
divided by
is
10.
TikTok.
I don't deny that it's Chinese spyware, but
what it absolutely is.
What's the time limit on it?
I have no idea.
More doesn't
Jared,
mean
do you
better.
Know?
Here, Bo's looking it up.
Brevity
for us.
Is the soul of wit, which. Some
yeah,
dude
TikTok.
Means don't waste my fucking time.
Don't waste my time. The curtains are fucking blue. And don't try and write anything down, because if you do that, you're lame.
You can get them up to about 60 seconds. That's pretty good.
A 60-second TikTok? Shit, there's absolutely a market for a new Vine then.
Yeah, but
you just can't make it 7 seconds.
Right?
Six
make it
and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I don't know why they
make
chose
it exactly
that,
like but... 8 instead of 7.
How about ooh, okay, this is really fucking stupid. What about it's Vine, but it's 20 seconds maximum, but you only get one photo per second, and that turns into a video.
So it's like a slideshow that you make for with like Movie Maker?
Like stop motion?
So it's just like a you really fast best... PowerPoint?
It essentially, it'd be stop motion, but actually even shittier because you wouldn't be doing 22 frames in 1 second. You get one frame per second.
That's really slow.
Yeah,
it is kind of
slow.
That is
really slow.
The more I
but
think
I'm
about
telling
it, the more
you,
I don't
morons
like
will love it.
Or you could do it like, what is it, like 5 or 10 frames per second so it looks like one of those little flip books.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of stop motion.
Henry doesn't like it.
Kirsty, did you get that video I sent you, the one about the Coraline?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I watched it with her, actually.
Dude, that shit was so funny. If you guys get a chance, look up Screen Rant Coraline, like the movie pitches. Dude, I Bo, did I show you that? Did I send you the video? Have you seen Coraline? All right, well, first we're going to watch Coraline, and then...
I actually haven't seen it either, but...
It's a kid's movie, but it's definitely
it's
not.
Great. Mm-hmm. It's an adult movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Teresa's a comment.
I just wanted to say, I watched Despicable Me. That shit was so funny.
Can't hear that at all.
Tell her to say it louder.
I just watched Despicable Me. That shit is funny. Since we're on the topic of kids' movies.
The original one?
Yes, it's on Netflix.
Apparently Henry liked it.
Dude, I saw Despicable Me 3, and I got halfway through the movie before I was like, wait a second, this movie's soundtrack has been nothing but absolute bangers, so I had to look it up, and I have several of them on my playlist now. The soundtrack is actually awesome.
Sometimes here's terrible movies have great soundtracks.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I totally relate to Gru, the villain. Well, he has a really good character arc. Anyways.
He really does. He does learn how to love at the end, right? I think I've only seen it once.
Yeah. He goes from basically being kind of a funny different take on all the classic supervillain tropes and kind of twists it into its own different thing, and it kind of takes a fun spin on it.
Yeah, it now, got me in the feelers.
Now, I remember reading this somewhere, not completely verifiable, but it's on the show, so fucking go with it, okay? I had heard that the minions in the first Despicable Me movie were not even in the goddamn script when they first wrote it. They were added in later for the merchandising potential.
That sounds entirely right.
Yeah, that sounds...
It does sound right, but... Having seen the movie only once, I posit this to the people who have seen it more than me or more recently than me, is the movie even possible without the minions? Like, if you take them out, is it, can you do all that shit? Or is it broken?
Have you guys seen Cinderella, like the 1950s?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so the minions kind of remind me of, like, The Little Mice, but like with less plot,
less character development.
Yeah, so it's
far
like
less plot and ability to speak English.
Yes,
I think it was DreamWorks, wasn't it?
And didn't Disney buy them?
No, they're. I think DreamWorks is its own independent thing.
That's right. That's like
DreamWorks is still its own thing. That seems unlikely.
I think it's it's not part of Disney yet.
Well, they must be the only ones.
Jamie, look that shit up.
Yeah, Bo's looking up all things Despicable Me right now, so I'm learning a lot.
So The Little Mice, I just bring this up because this is like one of my favorite movies as a kid. And the mice, you could have Cinderella without the little, what was their name?
I don't know, it's been so long since I've seen Cinderella.
Yeah.
Cinderella without the mice? It could be done, but she would have to do a few more things herself. Also, there's like birds that dress her, I think, or maybe I'm confusing that with Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, I think you're...
I think they're kind of interchangeable.
Oh, dear God.
I think that people just really like the little cutesy characters. Like
their kids did.
Like Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, they the minions were the
minions are funny, but like I can see how they got.
And to make an entire movie, and now they're working on a sequel that will come out tomorrow, or not tomorrow, next year, about the, just the minions.
Just the
it'd
minions.
Be like it'd be like making an entire like little Baby Groot movie or Baby Yoda movie or show. Is they're thrown in there for the cute factor and for the aw, that's cute, or little kids to like.
You know what? I'd watch a Baby Yoda really movie. I don't give a fuck.
It's really ridiculous. No, the minions thing is completely. It's fucking weird, though. Like, I talked about mind viruses a little bit ago. The minion mind virus is fucking insidious.
Yeah, they just are everywhere and everything for, like, a hot couple years. I mean, the first Minions movie came out in 2015.
Yeah, and they mostly affect middle-aged white women.
I know. What the hell is it? Like, are their minds just that jellied and or calcified that something about the structure of the brain just allows minion memes to get permeated in there and they can never leave? That's a permanent infection. What I'm saying is minions are the AIDS of the mind, and you can't prove me wrong.
They're just, well, they're even shaped like little pills, so they're just some sort of an addictive drug.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. You just blew this fucking case wide open, Drew.
Drew, call your lawyer.
So
we got a case right now.
No, Drew is our lawyer. We got a case.
Let me call my lawyer. Drew, it's you. All right, let's go. Let's go start a case.
Okay. But, yeah, it's weird because they were, like, branded on everything from Twinkies to Tic Tacs to the little,
minions?
Like... Yeah, they had Minions Tic Tacs.
There's
had, like,
Minions
little...
in downtown Woodland.
I know, on the little post that they keep from cars running into the sidewalk. I forget what they're called off the top of my head.
Which I gotta tell you, those things are ripe to be vandalized. Not saying that we would do it, but, and I'm not saying that
they
anyone else
dicks.
Should, but they're just, they need dicks?
They need some dicks.
Can you, here's
Jared,
what I'm...
Jared, I'm looking at you.
I'm so thinking,
they, yeah.
Minions do not have dicks. If we gave
do
them
they?
Dicks, I doubt it.
Jared?
Jared went pissed. This is Bo, but I'm kind of doubting minions have dicks.
Okay.
Because why would they need them, right?
They're all probably just grown in vats, so.
Yeah. Most
and
likely.
And honestly, they'd probably be like tribbles where they would just multiply and multiply and multiply.
Oh, God. That's horrifying.
I don't recall seeing them.
You just rub two of them together enough and they reproduce asexually. And they don't get any fun out of it. They just do it. Because that's the only thing they like know how to do. The only thing they know how to do is like laugh, make stupid faces, reproduce, and what the hell else do they do? I don't even fucking know. I hate
they're
those
just
bastards.
Yeah, but like a virus, you know, all a virus does is it takes over a host and forces it to replicate billions of copies of itself in every cell of the host.
Yeah.
So
we know all about viruses now because this
right?
is our future.
Yeah, and I did all sorts of fun reading on the 1918 flu when this whole thing got kicked off, so that was fun.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, 1918 has been kicked around a lot lately.
Yeah, well, because a lot of the stuff that helped mitigate or ended up helping are things that they were promoting and then got resisted nowadays. Like, don't go outside in big groups of people. Wear a mask.
Yeah.
Don't be fucking idiots.
As far as masks go, it's taken a while, but I think I'm almost there. I'm starting to get over the psychological hump of thinking that I need an N95 mask. Because I'll tell you, ever since about mid-March, I've had about 3 N95 masks that I've been replacing the rubber bands on, rebending and washing and all the shit you can think of to just make them last as long as possible. And now that more research is coming out, it's not that airborne. It never has been. You don't need a perfect seal around your mouth. All you need is just something in front of there to make sure nobody sprays anything into your head. Nothing that you're spraying goes very far, and just something to blow your breath backwards. I'm starting to finally get over it.
Yeah, the rubber, one of the bands, the lower band on mine finally gave today as I was going back into my car after going on the job site. It finally broke.
No.
So,
well, are you going to try and replace it, or what are you
going to
do?
I was probably going to. I was probably going to try and like staple it and wrap it in electrical tape and something like that and go from there.
There you go. Yeah, well, you're lucky that yours even have staples on them, because that's what I've been able to do, is just bend the staples out and put them back. But there's a lot of N95s out there that it's just an elastic band that's glued to the front of it.
Yeah.
You can't really do anything about it.
I could always just get a long rubber band, cut it so it's no longer a loop, and then either super glue or thread it through and knot it and just do something like that. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to figure out.
Yeah, that's true.
So
wish I had a bit more JB Weld around here, but I have zero.
Yeah, it's cheap.
It's cheap, but you have to go into a store and
that's true.
Talk to people.
Or
motherfucker.
Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I guess that works, too.
I know.
But then I got to give money to Jeff Bezos again, that creepy little bald-headed fuck.
You could give it to the Waltons, go to like Walmart.com or something.
That's worse.
I don't like giving money to people, but I fucking have to because I got a computer to build and like car insurance to pay, a whole bunch of stupid shit.
Yeah. Such is life as an adult. Isn't it fun? We were so
what's
eager
all this
to get
money?
Here.
What's all this money for anyway if I have to give it to other people? That's stupid. This isn't a real rant. This is just,
Okay, it sounded like it was going there.
No. If you wanted to go there, I can make it happen, but, there's not enough substance.
Yeah, no, we're okay.
That's probably good.
Also, I'm still here.
Okay, hey! Good. We were wondering
I thought you left.
No, I'm still here now. Pay
attention.
Jared,
do you think minions have dicks?
No.
There we go. Okay.
All right, Bo was right.
We have a consensus.
They hatch eggs.
Oh,
that's interesting.
That's gross. That's
which
even worse.
Which implies they have buttholes.
Or
they vomit them out.
They have cloacas.
That is another
option.
They
just vomit out the eggs, and then how do they sterilize or fertilize the eggs?
I think they barf on them. Is there any female minions? I haven't seen any.
I don't know.
That I recall.
There will be in the next Minions movie, probably, because they just need something to keep the plot moving. And God damn it, my headphones have a mind of their own, and I'm back. Hi.
They need
What if anything can breed with a minion?
You
know how, like, dogs can...
Then there is no God.
No, think about it, because, like, dogs can breed with, like, anything else, but what if anything can breed with a minion?
They can't breed with anything else.
I know, they can't breed with anything else, but say minions could. So you end up with, like, a half minion, half fucking velociraptor. I don't know. Whatever. You get my point.
I'm scared of all the different variations that could actually look, honestly. I'm picturing yellow velociraptor with goggles and blue overalls.
It's just goofy
and
as shit.
Instead of making its little raptor chirp noises, it makes it no, or whatever the hell minions make. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
No, that's pretty accurate. That's about the noise they make.
Or you have like a minion with like a raptor face and raptor claws that makes little like chirping noises that's equally terrifying.
It just runs around, just like fucks up other minions, eats them.
Right.
Well, at least then you could drop kick it.
Hopefully.
That's my fucking dream. Drop kick a real minion.
You just gotta wait till Halloween till there's all these kids in minion suits. No,
wait,
that's terrible.
Yeah, totally.
Wait, Renee, when's your birthday? Yeah. I'll get you a minion pinata.
It's coming soon. Give me one, please. Thank
you. Okay, but when is your
just
birthday? So I can plan ahead.
July 27th.
There you go.
Shit. Hire like a circus like little person, have him wear a minion suit, and then bring him to the party, and Renee can do that.
And then just like don't tell him that we're gonna beat the shit out of him, otherwise he won't go.
That's
right,
so
just
mean.
Throw something in the bottom of his like his contract that he doesn't read, and then
no, throw it at
so
the top so
liable.
He can't see it.
maybe get me really blitzed beforehand and give me a wiffle ball bat so I don't accidentally commit a murder.
Renee's just high out of his
or intentionally.
Renee's over at his birthday party, just stoned to the bone, beating the shit out of midgets, just slathered in yellow paint.
Just picture it as, all right, I picture this scene. I'm out in a field. There's no one around. And all of a sudden, on the horizon, a swarm of minions runs towards me. And I have my aluminum bat with me. And all you see against the sunset is my silhouette bashing the skulls in of about 8 or so minions. And the final cut is me with fists raised towards the sky, yellow paint all over my face, screaming in joy.
Oh, I was imagining this more being like you're just constantly fighting against this endless horde and waves of them, and eventually just ends up in like a zombie movie where eventually the horde just becomes overwhelming and they just like swarm you and pile up over you and start pulling you down and tearing you apart.
Whichever creative direction we take this, I want to film it.
Hey, I'm good with either one as long as it's filmed well.
And I get to release it on the internet.
Yeah, because you got, and then that final shot of either you like lifting your hand to the sky in victory or them tearing you apart is just like this drone shot directly above you, just slowly pulling up, up, up as you see like either the field of dead minion bodies or more of them coming in to tear you apart. Either
that
way.
That sounds fucking great.
Just
but
for
I
the
gotta
record,
say,
I think toddlers are cheaper.
I agree.
Just go to an orphanage.
Probably more fun to rip apart.
Yeah, probably a little bit easier. Little people are pretty stout.
It's true, yeah. They've had time to build up some mass to in anticipation of being pushed around.
Just go to some sort of local orphanage or something like that. Tell them you'll give them all $20.
Your local neighborhood orphanage. Do we have one of those?
Wait, do we really?
I don't think so.
Well, I want to find out now.
Yeah, Bo, Google us if we have a local
orphanage. In your area.
Orphanage. Also learning how to spell orphanage. Let's see. You know what? There's one kind of close to my house. It's called Our Family in Africa.
What?
Nonprofit organization. OurFamilyAdoptions.org. Is it?
So
this is probably
service?
A bad time to beat up a black midget, isn't it?
Very. Well,
I don't think there was
always
ever
a bad
time
to do that. Yeah,
like,
it's
that
always
was like
a bad time to do that,
fuck, Renee.
Hey, at least I'm self-aware about it. Come on.
I don't know.
What
is that the first step? I don't know.
Our Family in Africa seeks to give hope and opportunity to vulnerable children in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Which,
then why are they in Washington?
Okay. If your country is named the Democratic Republic of blank, it is neither of those things. Just saying.
Yeah, no.
That's a pretty pretty definitive statement, I have to agree
with.
Yeah,
if we donate, our money is going directly into a warlord's pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Coney 2012.
And they're honestly just the children of all of his rivals that he killed that he's trying to sell off to America.
Yeah. But if we take really these dark, children and we train them, they can get vengeance for their parents.
Yes, just like the Bay of Pigs. That works so well.
No, we'll do it better this time. Because it won't be the CIA, okay. It'll just be us.
That's fair, yes. I mean...
Yeah, the real problem was the CIA.
Yeah, they're not very well trained, I don't think.
Probably.
So.
Yeah, they were probably just all they were probably just all messed up on paint thinners and amphetamines, and they decided to storm the beach, and it got all weird.
Yeah, what year was that, Drew?
I mean, the CIA had only been around for, like, 17 years at that point, so... Or not even that, actually, because it was found put 46.
Drew, what year was the Bay of Pigs?
15 years.
If that agency 60? Was a person, it couldn't even buy cigarettes.
Yeah, so the CIA wouldn't have been formed, had only been formed for 13 years when Bay of Pigs happened.
Yeah, it was 61, according to Bo's Google. Well,
no, that's right.
It's so handy having him here.
Bo, I really commend your Googling on this show. It's been a big help to us.
Yeah, usually Renee has to do it.
I know, right?
Just don't Google yourself in public, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
I mean... Or do, whatever, we're not your boss. Just realize that there are consequences for abusing your rights.
But if you use me for your one phone call, that does not mean I'm your lawyer.
No, if anybody could fake being a lawyer for long enough to get me out of jail, I think it would be Renee. I have faith in him.
Because I know how to say sidebar and objection?
Yeah, no, I think you could just fast talk me out of jail overnight and be like, all right, now we need to go find you a real fucking lawyer.
As long I got to continue using phrases like, my client objects to this treatment wholeheartedly, and we are leaving.
Yeah.
We are posting bail now.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, wait, he can't fucking leave. And you're like, watch us. And then you'll just like come up with some more lawyer bullshit because I believe in you, and then I'll be out of there.
I got to study up.
Isn't it a Schwarzkopf quote, if you can't baffle them with your brilliance, dazzle them with your bullshit?
Yeah, something like that.
That's probably it. Hey, I subscribe to that wholeheartedly. I like that phrase.
Yeah, or it's
basically it's
like
how you live your life.
Dazzle them with your brilliance, baffle them with your bullshit.
Fuck yeah, I could do that. Like really, how prepared do you think? Like, well, hang on, Jared. What county are you planning on getting arrested in? This is important.
Probably Cowlitz, because Clark is just a. They're just kind of Nazis down here, so we want to go to, huh? Oh yeah, here. Did we tell you the story about our buddy getting arrested?
No. Give.
Here, Bo.
Okay, so I was riding with my friend Layson, and he would get pulled over because he was swerving because he just generally drives like an idiot. And so, turns out he hadn't paid a fishing ticket, so he got arrested. And
what? A fishing ticket?
Yeah, hadn't paid it. Had game a warrant it. Out. So, anyways,
fishing game don't fuck around; they get you in the end.
And
oh my god,
the cop let me take his car. So he left his wallet in the car, and I was like, "Man, I need money to get him out of jail." And he also left his wallet in the car, so I grabbed out his debit card, and he had his PIN written on it. And I was like, well, that's convenient.
Oh my god.
So I went to the local bank, pulled out $200, and I was like, man, I don't even know where the jail is. Like, this, I don't think I had a smartphone. I was like, who do I call? And so conveniently, walking right behind me was this sketchy-looking dude, and I was like, hey, man, you know the number to the county jail? He was like, yeah, it's blah, 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 blah. Threw it out there, all 10 digits, off the top of his head. I called him up. Oh, yeah, your buddy's here. Here's the address. Went and picked him up.
Oh, my God.
My dad probably would have called that guy a frequent flyer.
There you go.
What an incredible turn of events. You just turn around,
yeah, sure.
And this dude's just a scumbag. You're like, hey, you look like someone that knows the number for the jail. And by fucking golly, he did.
Great. So this all happened in the same day, right? Like, Layson got into jail and out within 5 hours?
Yeah, and there was a profuse amount of butt sex jokes, but he claims he wasn't raped, so we'll never really know for sure.
So he claims, allegedly, asterisk.
No, you were in jail
those jokes for the rest of his life.
You were in jail for 27 minutes. You for sure got fucked.
Now wait till the sun goes down. Then that's when all the predators come out.
This is fucking weird though, because like I have bailed a guy out of jail, and I don't know what it was, but he was in there overnight, and I don't think we made a single prison rape joke, which is really like that's a mark on me. Why didn't I take advantage of that? My God,
offer him some ice and put it on the seat when he hops in the car.
One of those fucking donuts that you got to sit on when you got hemorrhoids. Those are real.
No, I don't doubt it. It's just funny that came so quickly into your head. It made me concerned.
Nope, we just got... Hey, you got to have hemorrhoid examples right on the front of your brain.
Yeah.
I'm telling Bo my laptop password because the screen went dark.
Oh.
Okay. Just checking and making sure that no one's getting robbed, because that's like, I'm not saying it's outright bad. It would be kind of good show material. I just want to know what's happening.
Yeah, no, I have pretty concrete evidence to throw into the courts.
If we get broken into, don't worry, we'll provide color commentary.
Okay, good. Please.
Hey, punch him. Punch
you.
Him in the head.
Instant replay, all that kind of stuff.
Run it back, put it in slow-mo, and put a dubstep beat in the background. Hey, Jared, you want to hear the trap remix of you getting robbed?
I'd make that for you, man.
I would probably watch it several times.
Does trap music automatically have to come with a music video, or can I just make the music?
As long as there's a lot of flashy lights, that's kind of the video.
Okay.
Yeah, and the image just kind of like bouncing and shaking in about a 15-degree arc back and forth.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do then. I'm just going to tape a video camera on top of a washing machine and then wave a glow stick in front of it for about 2.5 minutes.
There you go. Or hook it up to like a drill motor and get that same Private Ryan shaking effect.
Hell yeah. There we go.
I can't wait to hear the chorus of it, which is just me going, hey, who the fuck are you? And then the beat just drops, and then all you hear is just like a scuffle in the background while the beat goes. Phenomenal. I'll make $1 million on that.
All right, Jared, if you want to make that $1 million, you got to start leaving your doors unlocked, okay?
Right.
That sounds worth it. I'll do it.
Leave your doors unlocked. Have what's the hottest thing? Instagram Live just as a shortcut on your home screen and be ready to record at all times.
Okay.
Well, no, you got to leave your door slightly ajar.
Oh, there you go.
have like a motion detector that's hooked up to like the Alexa or something like that that starts playing trap music once it's triggered or something like that.
Have the welcome to the rice fields, motherfucker, and then the beat drops.
And then it starts playing Welcome to the Jungle or Voodoo Child or something like that.
Yeah.
Something real good.
Yeah.
Jared's ready, so.
So I think who's going
to
break
you
in?
You might be in a place where you're more likely to get robbed than we are.
I'm going to deploy the Boomba.
Mm. Suburbs
Jared,
get robbed,
do you have
robbed,
a home defense Boomba?
The home defense Roomba?
Boomba. It's a claymore Roomba.
Boomba.
Yes, it's a Roomba with a claymore on it.
Dude, the day I can find a fucking claymore, that'll be the day.
Now, is a claymore, am I right in thinking it's a directional charge?
It's an anti-personnel mine, yeah.
Okay.
There's a bunch of C4 that launches out ball bearings to shred up anything in its path.
It has a kill radius in front of it. I think it's like 75 meters.
And it, like 100 degrees arc or something like that. It's
yeah,
a pretty
120
wide.
Degrees, I think.
Oh, it is 120?
Yeah. And then the backsplash behind it is, you can be pretty close. I think you stay 5 meters away from behind it and you should be good.
Yeah, it's a pretty good directional charge.
Yeah, no, big fan of claymores. I saw one take down a tree one time.
I actually saw like somebody made as a joke, made like a like outside the waistband holster for a claymore that had like a little holster for like a little tiny Glock next to it. that way you could conceal carry a claymore.
I'm sure it's legal in this state.
I mean, you can't really carry explosives, and it was also like $400 for the holster, so.
Kind of worth it, though.
Somebody made it literally as a joke and then put it on their website just to be silly, and I think they got a ton of people who were like, hey, can I buy that?
They're like, I mean, I guess.
But you have to sign this waiver saying we aren't going to help you if you get arrested or if the FBI breaks down your door or anything like that.
And also if the ATF asks, we definitely didn't sell you a claymore, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd buy a claymore so fucking fast. Those things are great.
You just got to talk to your buddies that still are in the Army and have them accidentally lose one or have them check it out for a training mission and then just say that they used it.
I'm trying to think if I have any buddies that are armorers, and I don't think I do. They're all either out now, or they went to a different job, and they don't get to handle claymores anymore.
So what you're saying is, you need more friends.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes. Ah. Or you could re-enlist. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, fuck that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
No, don't.
Re-enlisting, do we have any idea what Andrew's situation is? Because I have read a couple headlines here and there saying, oh yeah, by the way, that hospital ship that's supposed to be treating a whole bunch of people, now 60% of the people on it have COVID-19 antibodies. Have we heard a fucking word from him?
I haven't heard from Andrew since, like, what, February or something like that? Actually, yeah, Therese was just saying that she got a happy birthday text from him.
Oh,
which
okay.
Would have been this last week.
What?
Oh. So he's around.
He's alive.
We need to figure out what's going
on. I should shoot him a text when the show gets done, figure out what he has going on.
We should mail a mic to him, get the inside scoop on what the government thinks.
Just start doxing him.
Dude, I can tell you for a fact what the government is thinking. They're definitely not going to tell him. Speaking from enlisted experience, you don't know shit. You know when
you don't think he's high enough
because they
the
don't
food
know
chain?
Shit.
Fuck no, there's no way.
I don't know. I thought he was being on a submarine might get you like special rights somehow.
No, he's still enlisted.
Yeah, he's still enlisted.
So once he's unenlisted, then he gets to know all the cool shit?
No, he might know like 5% of the cool shit.
That's
Isn't that usually how the chain
command
goes?
Yep, that's how they get you.
They promise you that you're going to learn like the secrets of Area 51 and what the hell's actually going on in North Korea. But no, they just compartmentalize you in the lower ranks and 0.1% of the 1% end up figuring out what all that shit is. You're almost never going to be that guy.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I know a dude who actually guarded Area 51, and he didn't know shit either, so.
Isn't that
one of the border guys?
Yeah. No, he just told me. He's like, hold on.
Who's racing?
I know, it sounds like somebody just took off with a motorcycle.
It was probably a Honda Civic, but whatever.
Okay. I mean, it's the same engine, but.
Burn.
Right?
I don't know.
That's a good burn.
I mean, if I had a car or a motorcycle with a car's engine in it, that'd be awesome.
I'd be very scared.
Yeah, because my motorcycle, I think I checked, and it has like 60 something horsepower. And
yeah, so imagine like a modern Civic that, like the top end Civics that have like 280 horsepower or something like that.
Yeah, that's too much. Because my bike is, it goes about as fast as you fucking want it to, and it's only like 70 horsepower.
Well, so it only weighs probably what, 500 pounds?
Yeah, something like that.
So if you put a Honda Civic engine in a motorcycle, you're basically guaranteed to, one, completely twist the frame from the torque, if that can happen, and two, just peel all the skin off your head.
Probably.
Sounds great. That's what a migraine feels like.
Peeling the skin off your head?
Slowly.
And then what do you do with the skin? Do you just roll it up in a little burrito and
you dry it out
for later?
Find a book.
There we go.
Hey,
you
perfect.
Leave it in the basement for Bruce Campbell to find and summon a bunch of undead people.
Oh, thank you. I just watched that like 4 days ago.
Which one?
The last one, Army of Darkness.
Have you ever watched Ash vs. Evil Dead, the TV show that came out?
I have not, and I'm not really excited to because it seems like a lot of the jokes on that show are, oh, Ash is old and fat. Haha, look at this.
Yeah, I haven't watched it at all either, and I kind of haven't really wanted to either, but I saw it was on Netflix, and I almost watched it, but then I figured there was something more exciting to watch.
If it's on Netflix, I'll give it a try. We're kind of searching for things to watch. It's
Did you watch Avatar The Last Airbender yet?
No, I have not watched that yet.
Well,
watch Ozark.
Do that immediately.
I'll tell you about a weird fucking show we watched. It only had one season. You guys ever seen Archer?
Yes.
So it's the voice of Archer from that show. In real life, his name is John Benjamin.
Right.
The title of the show is John Benjamin Has a Van. He does have a van in this show.
Okay.
And mostly it's him going around interviewing people about really weird things. At one point, he visits Little Italy and is trying to figure out what their real estate problem is. And then he discovers, while visiting Little Italy, that there is an even littler Italy called Little Italy that fits in a room that's about 20 feet by 20 feet, and all of its citizens are no more than 5 inches tall.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then it's also intercut with certain segments called, like, a cash stall, where he waits inside a bathroom stall until someone enters the stall next to him, and then he asks them if they want to play cash stall, where if you answer certain trivia questions correctly while pooping, you win $100. And surprise, no one wants to play his game.
I mean, why would you not? Because considering if you're on the toilet, you already have the internet at your fingertips.
That's a very good point. The show was filmed in 2011, so maybe people wouldn't have been quite as quick with it.
I mean, the first iPhone came out in what, 08? 09?
08 or 09, something like that. People would have had them by then.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't as big of a thing yet, but people even still had Blackberries before that.
Yeah, and he's got a BlackBerry on the show, so shit, I definitely would have played Cash Stall, but no, nobody on that show wanted to play Cash Stall. Every time he asked about it, they just freaked the hell out, and they left the bathroom. I don't know what their problem was.
Or that one guy that tried to attack him.
Oh my god, a guy came out of the stall and tried to fight him, and he had to crawl under like three different stalls to escape.
Oh, brother.
What fucking show is this?
John Benjamin Has the Van.
Go find it.
What rabbit hole you went down to find this in the first place?
We started rewatching Archer to get caught up. We watched the entire series, and then we were thinking,
"Up yet?"
Archer 1999 is. I don't know where it is.
Oh, I'm thinking like the space one that I've never actually watched.
Ugh,
no, that's it.
So dumb.
That's it. 1999.
Okay.
I kind of like the space one.
Hey, I like the Treasure Island one.
I
like
that one too.
The last season of Archer,
into all the fun tropes.
Hey, the last season of Archer I saw was the one where he dies, and then there's like a robot that's actually like they thought was him. But
oh yeah, there's been like
that?
That's six or seven.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two more seasons after that. One that's like a film noir, and then one
detective.
That's
okay. Where do I watch?
It's kind of like Sunset Boulevard, And then there's one more that's almost kind of like your classic adventure movie trope, like 30s adventure movie, and it's actually really good.
Okay.
It is really good.
Where do I watch these?
Hulu.
Hulu? Bo, do you have Hulu? Okay, well, Hulu somebody has Hulu, so.
I think all of the seasons that are currently out. I know it has at least through the Treasure Island, whatever one. I don't remember what their... Danger Island or whatever it was, yeah.
Wait, Adventure? It was Danger Island, you're right.
I don't remember. I watched it right when it came out, so.
No, it's Danger Island, I promise. You're completely right.
Wow.
But yeah, I kind of like the space one. Kirstie didn't like it. And I think
what does Henry think?
I have no idea, but he's being very vocal about it. He hasn't watched Archer yet.
Will you let him?
When he's a little older.
All right. I think he'll like it. But yeah, Kirstie didn't really like Archer 1999 very much
until the end when he started coming out of his coma.
So he does finally come out of his coma.
Spoilers.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I said starting.
Fair enough, because I know that they have one. I think the final season is the next one that they're doing. I think it's supposed to be the final one.
I'm sorry. So, I totally pulled. I'm turning into my mom.
No, that's okay. I don't care. I figure eventually they're going to have him wake up and have one final season after he wakes up. And since they announced that, I think this next one, which I think is 10, isn't it?
10 was the most recent, so the next will be 11.
Oh, yeah. So I think that they were saying that this next one might be the final season.
Good. It needs to end.
It's been going on for a while.
So, but yeah. So I figured he would probably wake up and then they'd have one more season, so.
Hey, that makes the most sense. And I know for a fact that number 11 did get delayed because of COVID. So
yeah, everything did.
We're overdue.
2020 got delayed because of COVID. So
yeah, no joke. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, everything from the Olympics to Bond movies
to
who knows what else.
Wait, what happened to Bond movies?
It was supposed to have come out at like April 12th or something like that.
And oh, wow.
It's now coming out in, I think, end of November. It got pushed back.
Oh wow.
It was like right when it was starting to actually get serious in the US. They were like, ooh, we see the writing on the wall, no pun intended. And then they pushed it back like 6 months.
Also, was it because they still had to film, or was it because of movie theater releases?
It was because Europe was starting to go into like super heavy lockdown across the board. The US hadn't really gotten it hadn't been I think they delayed it in like early March. And so Europe was basically shutting down and they didn't know if it was going to reopen in time for the release. And so they just preemptively delayed the movie in order to allow the whole world to be able to see it whenever things start letting up. So,
okay. Makes sense.
But no, it's been done, filmed, ready to come out for about a year now. So
Drew.
Yeah.
Have you seen that James Bond SNL sketch they did just recently? The one where Bond goes and plays craps.
No, I haven't seen any SNL stuff in years. I think the last one I watched...
Look up Bond SNL playing craps or whatever. It's probably going to be the first one. And dude, I laugh so fucking hard. Usually I don't laugh at SNL stuff because obviously... And then,
it's all kind of dumb.
Yeah, no, this one was actually like really, really, really good. Just like Daniel Craig just like coming unglued because Bond, he's playing craps and he just keeps winning. And so he just... And then all of a sudden he starts like riding the high and like he has like a whole crowd around. He has like girls like blowing on like the dice and shit. And dude, it's
guys. Did you know that SNL stands for sucks on a new level?
Yes.
I mean, it does now, but
that was my final contribution. I think.
Yeah. I buy it.
Who runs NBC again? It's, I forget. They always make fun of him on the show.
Zaffire? Wait, who are we making fun of? Tell me who. I can do it.
I'm not sure. Hang on. I was going to try to make another pun, but it's been too long. So anyways, move on.
Who do we make fun of?
I think it's a good question. Lorne Michaels, isn't it? That runs the show. So
yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Are they starting to make fun of him again?
I don't know. I think occasionally, but I don't know.
I think they should make fun of him occasionally.
To be fair, like I said, I haven't watched a new SNL episode in probably 4 or 5 years, really.
That's probably good. It would like it would cause a lot of recoil in your mind.
Like it was actually, no, it was almost exactly 4 years ago because it was Dave Chappelle was hosting and it was the Saturday after the 2016 election.
Oh, you know what? I totally remember the last one that I watched. It was the one where Donald Trump hosted. And we got fucking smashed at Ben's house to watch it. I don't even remember what the fuck we did. I remember he danced to that Drake song that one time, and that was the last one I ever watched. The
end. I remember that. Yeah, that was... Oh, my God. That was bad.
Although, I bet if we went back and watched it, present day, it might be
no.
At least no, it'd be bad.
Hard no.
That being said, do you think every presidential candidate should guest host on SNL while they're on the campaign trail?
Yes, absolutely. We need this footage to look back.
Yeah, Nixon should have done it before he was president, not after.
Holy fuck, yeah. That would have been awesome.
I mean, and then they can have like
was funny.
They can have like their character counterparts actually playing them, and they can actually play something like a press reporter interviewing their SNL version of themselves or something like that.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine fucking Kenan Thompson trying to be Obama right next to Obama? How funny that shit would
be. Yeah, I can see that being hilarious. And then like Obama like being like some sort of like Fox News, having like Obama be like a Fox News reporter grilling him hard.
And the reason it would be so funny is because they are, like, both such milquetoast, lackluster guys. Like, you wouldn't be able to choose who is the more lame guy that you're looking at. I'm sure it would be Kenan Thompson by a mile after you looked at it for, like, a minute. But it'd be close competition for a little.
Yeah. But I think also it would be probably hilarious because it would be self-aware and you would know what... It's actually trying to be funny. It's not like just forcing every single joke, which is probably why it would never get made on SNL now, because they have to shove every joke down your throat.
Guys, okay, here's what we do. So they have Saturday Night Live, right? And they fucking suck. So what if we did a Friday Night Live and it was actually good and we got ahead of all their shit?
Or we did Saturday morning pre-recorded. Just to
that might be
it,
good
no.
too. I like that.
Anyways, you guys ready to wrap this up? I have a pool party to get to.
Yeah, you know what, Jared? You're actually right. I was just trying to. I wanted like a real punchy one, but that's a good one. Will
it works.
Save that idea for later. Saturday morning.
Wait, is it an indoor pool?
Jared,
Kirstie wants to know if it's an indoor pool.
I don't know. Probably not.
Ew, it's cold.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fine.
Be safe out there. All right, go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not going to want to do it. TGFRadioShow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes, RSS, and Spotify are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the internet. I nominate Jared first.
Bye.
Jared and Bo.
All right, Bo just says bye, but... I say that I just recently started taking up painting. I bought all the stuff 2 weeks ago, and I have not painted a single goddamn thing this entire time.
I was waiting for a good story.
Thank you. Drew, what do you got?
And he's gone.
I got nothing, but Therese has a final send-off to say.
Okay, yeah, give us.
Indians have no gender.
Minions have no gender.
What? If they don't have dicks, then yeah. What about the vaginas? So I think that's completely correct.
They hatch eggs.
We'll prove that later. How about that? All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.